to the press review with Leo, who's with us. He's starting in the UK. It is, of course, just over 2 weeks until the general election there. We mustn't forget it amid all the French election talk, of course. Reform UK launching their manifesto yesterday. How's it been received then in the British press?
Yeah, I'll start with The Guardian, Stuart. They say that the cut and spend manifesto unveiled by leader Nigel Farage yesterday simply doesn't add up. Reform UK plans to generate £156 billion from economic growth, something that the Institute for Fiscal Studies has called extremely optimistic. According to The Guardian, the manifesto as a whole presents a lot of problematic issues that don't add up when totted up. But while reform has been dismissed by the major parties, by Labour and the Conservatives, as well as others, it's important to note that just last week they moved ahead of the Tories in the polls to second, now polling at 19%. As part of the launch, Farage insisted that it wasn't a manifesto, it was a contract. Manifestos are what other parties do. So what reform is offering is a contract with the people that they will deliver. That's what he said. That's slightly contradicted in the I paper this morning. You can see Farage on the front page. He gave an exclusive interview to the paper yesterday, in which he admitted that it's impossible to know if his party would keep their promises if elected, because no one can predict the future of public finances. The Times have this warning from the Conservatives on their front page. Don't risk a generation of socialism. They say if people vote for reform in the upcoming election, they face a generation under Labour. In a direct appeal to voters who have since defected to reform, they delivered this message. If you're thinking about voting for reform and a generation under Labour scares you, there's only one way to prevent it. Vote Conservative. I'll finish with The Telegraph. This headline here, you can see the Tories returning to a familiar face. That is Boris Johnson, former Prime Minister Boris Johnson, being drafted in to play a more active role in campaigning. Tens of thousands of letters signed by Johnson are set to be delivered this week, specifically targeting Tories who supported Johnson but are now tempted to vote reform.
Well, let's come back to France now. The papers set today here are focusing on the National Rally and their ambitions if they were to take power in the forthcoming legislative elections.
Yeah, and Aujourd'hui en France posed that question in this two-page spread to the man who would be Prime Minister, Jordan Bardella. According to him, his ambition is to put back in order both the state's accounts and the country's streets. His priorities are purchasing power, security and immigration. Bardella warns that he'll only become Prime Minister if the National Rally gain an absolute majority. The National Rally has kept to its mantra of national preference in order to prevent foreigners from gaining access to jobs, housing or social benefits. According to Humanité, it's a policy of discrimination. You can see that fairly striking front page from them this morning. They call it a French-style apartheid. The newspaper denounces a project which seems unworkable under current law, but it's a reminder what the far right is all about. Libération are concerned about the cultural ambitions of the far right. You can see their homage to Edvard Munch's The Scream on their front page. They accuse the far right of having an anti-woke fixation. This comes after they announced their intention to privatise public television and radio. I'll finish with the Financial Times. You also have it on their front page. They report that business leaders prefer to forge ties with Marine Le Pen rather than the left. Left with bosses alarmed by the radical fiscal programme of the left alliance rather than the RN's unfunded promises.
Well, let's stay in France, but we're going to move away from politics. One of rugby's biggest stars, he makes the front page of the country's biggest LGBTQ plus magazine. What's this about then?
Yeah, so this is Antoine Dupont, France's biggest rugby stars. In fact, one of the biggest rugby stars in the world. And he's on the front page of Tattoo, which, as you say, Stuart, is France's biggest LGBTQ plus magazine. The headline is a quote from the star: no more taboo or shame. The France captain, who will also be playing rugby sevens in this year's Olympics, is keen to break down barriers in the game and has spoken out against homophobia in rugby. There's only one openly gay rugby professional player in France, and during the interview, Dupont said he'd be really surprised if he was indeed the only one. He wants all players to feel comfortable and accepted. Even if rugby can be seen as macho, Dupont says that they're very open-minded and welcome to everyone's sexual orientation. Asked whether he's ever witnessed homophobia in the dressing room, the scrum half explains that there's always certain little jokes or words that are used. He said those jokes or words really don't help, especially when it comes to players wanting to come out. Dupont concludes that people still equate rugby with this macho side. We have to be a real man, but today we've gone beyond all that.
More sport for you, but this time it's football. Guess what this is about? France getting their Euro 2024 campaign, of course, off to a winning start last night. That 1-0 win over Austria. It was far from convincing, though, wasn't it, Leo? And there was, of course, that big injury sustained by Kylian Mbappe.
Far from convincing, and I'll show you L'Equipe, which is France's biggest sports newspaper, with Mbappe on the front page. In pain, the headline, the star man fractured his nose in that 1-0 victory. Le Monde say that he probably won't play on Friday night against the Netherlands, but he could be back in the group stage with a mask, probably wearing a mask. So France did flatter to deceive last night. They are still favourites, though. One man who made the headlines was N'Golo Kanté, back after 2 years into international wilderness. And at the end of the day, the French press say a win is a win. And they know that if they win against the Netherlands on Friday in Leipzig, they'll be through to the next round already.
I'm sure the masks are already being designed if they haven't got some stacked up somewhere ready. Thank you very much, Leo. Liam McGuinn with the papers on France 24.